Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. As a member country of Greater America, Cuba has the right to participate in any event that discusses the destinies of the region, stated the Secretary General of the Association of Caribbean States, Rodolfo Sovange. "We are inclusive, not exclusive," Sovange said in an interview with Prensa Latina when referring to the regional bloc made up of 25 nations with the Caribbean seacoast from Mexico to Suriname and all those of the Caribbean arc, plus 10 associates. "Every regional event must include everyone. We are part of the continent of Great America, and even more so if it is a continental forum. Therefore, all countries must participate in that meeting," he said, referring to the Summit of the Americas scheduled for June 6 to 10 in Los Angeles. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez recently reiterated Havana's denunciation of the United States government's intention to exclude the island, as well as Nicaragua and Venezuela, from that great event. "The United States continues to give signs that it is organizing a selective summit without all the countries of the hemisphere," the head of foreign relations wrote on his Twitter account. In the foreign minister's opinion, with this decision, Washington seeks to avoid a truly serious analysis of the problems that have an impact on the lives of millions who live in this part of the world, an attitude that responds to political motivations and Washington's double standards in its approach towards Cuba, he emphasized. China criticized the United States for excluding Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua from the Summit of the Americas and denounced that this meeting should not apply North American standards to serve Washington's interests. Zhao Lijian, spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, supported the position defended by the President of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, in favor of holding this conclave with the participation of all the countries in the area. He deplored that almost 200 years after proposing the Monroe Doctrine, the White House continues to act under the principle of America only for the United States, and also treats the Latin American and Caribbean territories as its backyard and harasses them instead of helping them. "Not only does it have development and prosperity without benefiting Latin America, but it has exploited the subcontinent, imposed indiscriminate sanctions, exported inflation, promoted political interference and subversion, as well as the assassination of leaders and even armed aggression," Zhao remarked. Organizations such as the Caribbean Community, the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of Our America, People's Trade Treaty, the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, and the Puebla Group condemned the decision of the United States in its capacity as host to deny assistance from Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. The Continental Network of Solidarity with Cuba and Just Causes showed its support to the island over damages caused by an explosion in the capital Saratoga Hotel, its coordinator, Argentinian Norberto Galiotti, confirmed. In a statement, that platform extended its condolences to the families affected by the explosion. "We support the revolutionary people and government. We are shocked over the magnitude of this tragedy and moved over the swift response of Cubans who went to rescue the victims and deal with any urgencies derived from this situation," the statement noted. On the other hand, it acknowledged that in the face of catastrophes caused by earthquakes, floods, hurricanes, and viral diseases, Latin America and the Caribbean have always counted on the resolute and swift presence of medical contingents and first respondents from the land of José Martí and Fidel Castro. Cuba has always helped us cope with the pain. The Latin American School of Medicine is an example of Cuba's solidarity to educate professionals to assist the most vulnerable people, it added. The network announced that it will start collecting funds to assist the victims of the explosion and help renovating the damaged buildings, including the Concepción Arenal School near the Saratoga Hotel. We call on all Cuba's friends to implement much-needed actions to guarantee the success of this initiative. We also urge Latin American and Caribbean governments to join this task actively, the document stated. The Italy-Cuba National Friendship Association, ANAIC, announced a donation of 10,000 euros to support the management of the emergency generated by the accidental explosion that occurred at the Saratoga Hotel on May 6 in Havana. Reporting the gesture of solidarity, the national president of ANAIC, Mauro Papacci, highlighted the quick response of the affiliates and leading structures of the organization in the face of the unexpected misfortune, which has so far left at least 40 people dead and close to 100 injured. In statements to Prensa Latina, Papacci indicated that the ANAIC will keep its 77 circles active throughout the country based on the collection of funds and materials to contribute in some way to face the aftermath of the tragedy caused by an explosion due to gas leak. He also pointed out that the oldest and most widespread group of the solidarity movement with Cuba in Italy will continue to work in the same direction and in other areas such as the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic and for the elimination of the blockade imposed by the United States more than six decades ago. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.